Coming your way live from a top-secret location in Redondo Beach, you're listening to Ask Bell on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel. Aspel on the Esplanade. And how's our sound system here?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. It takes a minute to get going. It's kind of like my life.
You got to get up in the morning. It takes a little while. You shake the bugs out.
Shake the dew off the lily.
Shake the dew off the lily. You got to crunch those bones and arthritis. It's a bitch to get old. Anyway, so what else? Yeah. What else? I missed last week.
You did?
Yeah, I was. You know, got grandkids at the house.
That's yeah.
And
you're having more fun than me.
Well, yeah, probably. But today, we had my granddaughter Kenna there yesterday from 9 o'clock to 5:15.
Uh huh.
So if I would have had to call a paramedic to drag me here today,
yeah,
I would have come in because I need to get away from 4 hours. This grampy thing gets to be a lot of work after
all. Yeah, it's tiring, I think.
Yeah, it's just amazingly tiring.
Running around with a two-year-old now?
She's about two. Be two in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But we have, and she's very high maintenance in a good way.
Uh-huh.
Her vocabulary is something out of like a 15-year-old.
That's great.
I'm not kidding you.
I really think that's great. I remember my nephew was a little kid, very young. My mm-hmm. sister spoke to him in complete sentences.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really cool how you do that. And she's like, yeah, you know, no baby talk. You know, he needs to learn a language. That's what mom and dad did with us. They spoke to us, and that's why we're fairly well spoken.
That's why my one daughter, my one granddaughter, she's ahead of her time.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing about the other kids. This girl's just probably a little freaky.
Mm-hmm.
But she walks up the other day, and she goes, in one of my monarch habitats, she goes, Gramps, where's the caterpillar?
Ah.
And she's not 2 years old. She said, where is the caterpillar?
Yeah.
And she didn't say caterpillar.
Right.
That was really...
Yeah. That's not an easy word. There's a lot of...
And she could say Mississippi.
That's pretty good. I don't think I was able to say Mississippi.
Can't say it now.
Yeah, it's still a tongue twister.
Anyway, it's just fun. There's a lot of work. You can't just sit there.
No.
This morning, we put on Disneyland or Miss... They're not watching the Jetsons or the Flintstones. This is other stuff. It's all new age. It's all new. Every person in the world's represented.
Uh-huh.
And none of them have a penis. None of them have anything.
They're all
dudes or girls.
Just neutral.
They're all neutral. And she loves watching it. So mm-hmm. anyway, I cuddle up with her on the couch and I fell asleep.
Sure.
That's like for 2 hours. I was up most of the night. Anyway, we were up because my wife, we watched the World Series.
Right.
I'm sure you watched it.
Uh-huh.
The AAs weren't in it, so you don't have to worry about it.
I'm living vicariously through the Reggie Jackson 77.
That's right. The hip check. The F and hip check. Anyway, we're cracking up. So the opening of the World Series.
Uh-huh.
Not the opening, whatever day it was.
Friday, last Friday. Game one?
Was it game one or game two, or Ice Cube came out?
Oh, he came out for game two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I recognized some of the sound.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea why I recognized it. I knew who he was because he's an actor and all that stuff.
Yeah, he's kind of an A-lister.
Part of an L.A. thing.
Yeah.
And they showed people the stands having fun. I'm still cracking up going, they forget who's buying the tickets, though.
Yeah.
You know, they're not catering to their clientele.
A normal crowd.
They're trying to get new clients.
Dog days of June.
Yeah. But then last night, who the F is that Joe?
I don't know, but a lot of people are wondering why the Yankees couldn't get anybody else. Alicia Keys, Jay-Z.
You have all these New York superstars that checked a few boxes.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, he's still a white guy.
Yeah.
You want to get the younger crowd. You want to get more hip hop and all this.
Jay-Z, although he's hooked up with the NFL, he's been there.
Okay, can
like poster boy.
Alicia Keys. She's gonna sing her stupid song.
New York, you know.
Yeah, he thinks so.
I do too. But it's about the city.
Who's the other gal that sings a Christmas song? I hate that.
Oh, Mariah Carey.
She's gonna want to barf. Anyway,
yeah, she'll be coming soon enough.
I'll be here. But who's that Joe? I've never heard of this guy, and I'm not the Mr. Music guy of the world.
Right.
But what the F are they doing? And who's buying the tickets? And what an embarrassment.
Yeah, universally, that was just panned everywhere.
They were trying to keep up with L.A.
Yeah.
They wanted to go hip-hop. Is Fat Joe a white guy?
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure.
I think he is. I kind of think
he used to be in the Kid Rock band, of all places.
Kid Rock. Another no-talent person.
Right. I mean, I honestly don't know who he was, but he's definitely going to the was category. He didn't knock it out of the park.
He's done. I mean, if you're going to have hip-hop, you got to have a brother doing it.
Yeah.
He can't just... Fat white guy with tattoos on his face.
Or like the new guy, Jelly Roll. He's a fat white guy with tats on his face, and he's got some talent. In some people's estimation.
I'm not going to comment.
I saw the smile on your face.
It's
radio. I don't know about talent there,
Jay. You can't the talent.
You're being too nice.
You know, I'm jealous of guys like you. I can have tattoos, and they look cool.
Well, you could.
I have none. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those kind of people. If I had one, I'd have 100.
Right.
But to put them on your face.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
cross.
You got to be one particular kind of asshole to do that on your face. But because no matter how many times you try and get around it, people judge you by that.
Yes.
What a loser. And that job might not happen or whatever. Anyway, but Fat Joe, whoever he was, I think his career is over.
Yeah.
So whatever, but and the New York Yankees deserved to lose last night because they had Fat Joe. And we had I always make fun of LA fans,
right?
Because if they win tonight, mm-hmm. or they win the World Series,
yeah,
there will be issues.
Oh yeah,
every cop in town will be working.
Mm-hmm.
This will cost the taxpayers millions of dollars because. I'm not talking about Redondo Beach or Manhattan Beach blowing up the world, but in certain parts of L.A., they're going to just, you know, have the cars going around in circles.
Like when they won the one a couple years ago during the strike season or the COVID season. People couldn't handle it.
Well, the other night, just after winning game two, they tore up East L.A.
I mean, I heard fireworks, you know, each and every night, which...
So tonight if they win, we'll have they'll make memes and they'll make jokes about L.A.
Right.
But it's not the majority of fans. It's just a few.
Yeah.
But and I'm watching these videos of people posted from the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not very nice back there, the fans.
No, they're not.
They're almost as bad as San Francisco fans, but they're just horrible.
Yeah.
So I just want it to be over. My wife will not leave the house until they win or lose. They lose, it's over anyway.
Sure.
We have our schedule ready until next Sunday.
Yeah.
And I get my life back if they win tonight.
Yeah.
And
we all do.
We all get our life. But my wife is a freak.
I want the Dodgers to win for her. I appreciate her loyalty and her fandom, and she knows the team, knows the game, and has been a fan since I've known her.
Since she's been a baby.
Yeah.
The Hoppin family, her maiden name's a Hoppin. They're like the biggest sport freaks in the world. I told people, I like married into the Kennedys. You know, they're all known to have flag football or touch football games. That's what my parents' family is. But anyway, I'm hoping they win tonight so I can get my life back. And it kind of cracks me up because I know many people that have Dodgers season tickets.
Yeah.
And they're banking on the fact that it goes 6-7 games.
No, they'd like to sell it at 1,500 or above.
They don't have to go to the game.
Yeah.
I know a couple guys with seats that are big time.
Mm-hmm.
And if they went to 6 or 7, they can get probably 10-15 grand per seat.
Yep.
And that pretty much pays for their annual tickets.
Next year's tickets. Yeah.
And just as a little F you to you greedy bastards, I hope they don't get to go 6 or 7. just to get the game over with. But I would... Yeah, I'm hoping. It's kind of fun to watch. You have, since you're the I forgot the name already. The Oakland A's or the Las Vegas A's?
They're the Limbo A's.
Yeah,
they're going to be playing in the 10,000 seater Sacramento Rivercats.
Yeah, the Rivercats Stadium. I've been there. Is it 10,000?
Something like that. 10,000 to 14,000. Yeah. I mean, it's a minor league park.
They're going to be playing there. But remember when your boy Kirk Gibson just destroyed your life?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Oh, I remember.
I was watching on TV. And anyway, now, what's his name? Help me.
Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman is the newest. He's he exceeded him.
He pretty much did the same thing.
But the three games in a row, he got
yeah, he and another guy from Houston have hit. They have the record of five straight.
Yeah,
World Series
doesn't count. Nope.
World Series games.
Yeah, because he got the trash can treatment. Remember,
sure.
He knew the pitches.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a. Did you watch a? What's his name coming? What's his name? He's from Chaminade High School. He's got a real fancy name, Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh yeah.
When he came around third base yesterday, running slower than I would walk.
That was an ill-advised move by the third base coach.
I understand that, but this guy's a professional athlete. He could barely move.
Yeah.
My daughter, Brett, asked me today, how come he was running so slow? I said, he's old. I think the steroids have worn off. So he gets busted now. He can't,
yeah, all the juice went to the arms,
yeah,
not to the
legs. Yeah, the arms. And
he's been ripping the ball during the playoffs.
Yeah, well, it didn't help.
Except the World Series.
Yeah, so... Anyway, it's just kind of fun.
It's like when Barry Bonds got thrown out of the plate when he was still a Pirate. And that, the
his head was so big, probably the ball hit him in the head. I want the Dodgers to win this World Series back in New York, shove it up their worthless butts,
mm-hmm.
and come back, and then I can go see Feed the Kitty on Friday.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. I don't care. I care about me. I don't care about Dodgers. But
now, if they win, you're not going to the parade or anything, are you?
I fear for my life.
Right.
No, I've never gone to a parade.
Good.
And I've been a big fan of the Lakers, the Dodgers, and mm-hmm. everybody. But no, you wouldn't. You couldn't pay me to go to the parade.
Yeah.
You couldn't give me free anything. And I don't think Pam would go with you, but if she wanted to go, I'd give her the car keys.
Okay.
No, not a effing chance.
I'd yeah.
Downtown L.A. for a parade. Yeah, no.
Well, again, I had my fill when I took Daniel Hudson's mom on an Uber assignment to the game.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And that was the Mets series opening game, and that was enough for me.
You're done.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going up there.
I don't mind going to Dodger Stadium. It's a great place, but I'm not. No, it's just a matter of, even if the tickets are free, you still got like $25 for a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
And getting out of there, my daughter went last Friday night.
On game one?
Game one.
Cool.
And we have a Track My Family thing on my phone, so
mm-hmm.
she was there for an hour after the game.
Still under a parking lot? Or?
Parking lot. They couldn't get out.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, the Dodger fans don't usually take, we don't take the trains and buses too much. I tried that bus once.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
They go. They leave continuously. If you want to leave in the first inning, you can. They just keep going back down. But when the game's over, people are just...
You got 55,000 people trying to go to the same place.
And they all want to get past, and there's cars. It's just... So you're sitting in traffic, but you're not driving.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, because there's very few people I know that can actually afford all the booze at Dodger Stadium.
No kidding.
They let you sit down in those fancy seats, where I've done that a couple times. But you need a driver.
Mm-hmm.
They pour them strong.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, whatever. I just want to win. Please, Dodgers. And the New York fans, you know, they saw the last time they booed Shohei Ohtani.
No.
On introductions, they booed him.
He's the best player in history, literally.
He is. Well, when he hurt his shoulder the other night,
mm-hmm.
I bet you next year he'll never steal a base again.
No, they were talking about that, how this is a remarkable season since he didn't pitch. He's like, well, maybe I can run a little more aggressive on the bases. He'll probably steal like 10 next year, if that.
We'll have to bat too, I guess. But
yeah.
I watched him run that. I saw it. It hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just have a little sprain in your shoulder. You can't wipe your butt when you go poop.
Right.
And here he's out there playing in Major League Baseball with a strap on his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he'll be stealing bases next year, but he's so fun to watch. I would love to see him hit the game-winning home run tonight.
Yeah.
And it'd be fun.
When you've mentioned you're a fan of Brock Purdy, but not the 49ers. I guess I'm a Shohei Ohtani fan, but not so much a Dodger fan,
right.
Although I've probably hate them less than you hate the Niners, just because I've been here 22 years now, and it's like hard to like not follow the Dodgers because I love baseball, and it's like they're on every day. I love Rick Monday as a great broadcaster.
Oh, he's wonderful. Yeah, he's really
listening to him. I just like listening to him because he's good announcer. He has good insights.
He's a good voice.
And he's, yeah, he's a, he's, their presentation for the radio broadcast is just, that's my favorite station. Dodgers right. Baseball is my favorite radio thing, even over this station.
Yep, there you go.
You know.
I'm not your favorite.
Oh, well, maybe this show.
I'm kidding.
Supersedes.
It was, but it was a. Yeah, I don't really hate that. I wanted the Niners to beat Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, everybody did, yeah. Except Dallas fans.
Yeah, but the Rams are making a comeback. I think that's good.
They're playing good. I'm picking them over the Seahawks this week.
And you got to have. If you don't like Matthew Stafford, you don't like anybody. So, and you know, you imagine being in high school when Clayton Kershaw was a center. Hiked the ball to Matthew Stafford.
I know.
They're both billionaires now.
Those guys are.
But it's amazing how sports kind of rule our life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the San Francisco 49ers, I don't want them to win anything. But you got, but it's like kind of like a Shohei. If you don't like Brock Purdy, you don't like anybody.
Yeah.
He's like last guy picked in the draft. But I'm just thinking about getting out of here alive without any riots tonight or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And there could be. Let's see, I got some more Dodger notes. Yes, I get my life back. That was all it was. But yeah, they're. Is the game supposed to be Friday and Saturday if they play?
If necessary, yeah.
Oh,
well, tonight's game four. It's Tuesday night currently. Yeah. We'll be in a few hours. And then game five will be Wednesday if necessary.
Correct, yeah.
And then they will fly back to L.A. for 6 and 7 if necessary. I don't think 6 and 7 will be necessary. If they don't win tonight, they'll win tomorrow.
My wife would be devastated.
Well,
so she'd be, and I got to live with her, so I don't really care about the Dodgers winning anything. I care about my life.
Yeah.
So,
well, at this point, you know, you got to see them pull it through, because if they blow it with a 3-game lead, I'm sorry, you're never going to hear the end of that.
No, it's worse than.
I mean, well, the Yankees had a 3-game lead, and then Boston, of all teams for them to lose a series, came back and then went on to win the World Series.
Yeah, the announcers for the pregame and the postgame.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Big Poppy.
No, yeah.
And you have Derek Jeter and you have Alex Rodriguez. Well, two of them, one Boston and one New York, big old drug boys.
Right, right.
And the only guy.
Somehow they got in the Hall of Fame, but Bonds and Clemens didn't.
So, is Rodriguez in the Hall of Fame?
Ortiz is.
Okay.
Well, you know, and he clearly took steroids.
Oh, God, yeah. And then you have the only guy that didn't do steroids is Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
But it's still not that. It's kind of funny. They're talking about the two New York guys. They're clearly in favor of the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame them. But it's fine. I want. I'm not even a baseball guy.
Yeah.
I like watching it now and again. I go to one game a year.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sadly, about Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah.
And in 1989, I wasn't quite married yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or 1990 spring. Just whatever, you look it up, his perfect game, not perfect game, the no-hitter.
I remember that game.
And my buddy Kevin Thompson, I've used his seats since then. But he had invited us to go to the game. He was way up on the left, right field foul pole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every year progresses, he's right behind home plate.
Oh, cool.
But this was, we saw the Fernando wearing his glasses, pitching no-hitter.
Yeah.
And that's always memorable. And I remember when he was playing, he was 20 years old, and he was, blowing up the world.
Mm-hmm.
My buddies and I from Farmers Insurance, we'd always go to these same two bars in Manhattan Beach and watch every game that Fernando was playing.
Mm-hmm. Because
that was Fernando Mania.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. So, I don't know. Do you know why he died? How he died?
He had a cancer, and
we don't know what kind.
Not sure. Became aggressive. I know he was involved with the Spanish Dodger broadcast.
Yes,
and he within the past month he stepped down to focus on his health.
Yeah, well,
and a little late, but but those guys, they're going to be like Vin Scully was around the game till he couldn't be around it anymore.
Right.
I think for guys like that. When they're so, way so involved, just walking away from the game literally takes away their livelihood.
It does.
A lot of, unless they have, something else going. Some guys are like, I'm in business, private business, or I like golf. Baseball was fun,
Well, it takes their hobbies. I mean, they live for these sports. That's all they did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's sad. He brought a new life to the Dodgers back then, new fans.
Oh, yeah.
New fans.
And I remember that no-hitter because it was the second no-hitter of the day. I remember it was a Friday, I remember ESPN a doubleheader.
Really?
A's were the first game. Dave Stewart pitched a no-hitter. And at the end of that, I'm like, I had to work at 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Okay. show that night. And I'm like, yeah, it's about time for me to, you know, I would have probably crashed, but Stewart was pitching a no-hitter.
Right.
And then I just sort of segued into the Dodgers game. And then I'm like, Fernando's pitching a no-hitter. There's no way there's going to be two in a row. Anyway, I stayed up and watched the entire thing. Still got a couple hours sleep. But
Dave Stewart's a former Dodger.
Yeah, it's the team who drafted him.
Yeah, yeah, and they, he's dead too, is he?
No, he's still around.
We really?
Yeah, Dave Stewart.
Dave Welch. He died.
Oh, Bob Welch.
Bob Welch,
yeah.
The A's, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't follow it that close. I just, yeah, I follow football more.
Yeah, me too.
This is kind of cool. But, yeah, I don't. Thank God I only bet $10 at a time or $15, so I'd be broke right now.
Yeah.
Picking the wrong teams. So, anyway, enough of that baseball stuff. I'll get my life back. Hopefully win tonight, please, so I can do my thing tomorrow and the rest of the week and all that. I'll be happy. So, what else we got? We got an election in 1 week from today.
We do. Oh, next Tuesday is that day.
Yeah.
Have you voted early yet?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
Not that I shall go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I'm not one of the believers. I don't buy into that BS about they're destroying ballots and they're whatever.
Right.
But I don't know. I've never done vote by mail. And it's interesting. My wife, my stepson lives in Utah.
Okay.
And he still keeps his address here in Redondo Beach.
Oh, wow.
And so I said, Pam, you could send him the ballot. She goes, no, that'd be cheating.
Uh-huh.
So that would be, and that I think most people have that attitude. Don't cheat,
right?
Then, but even though Mr. Trump is saying everybody cheats, they're going to burn ballots or do all this and stuff like that. But they won't burn enough ballots to cost somebody an election.
I don't think so.
But I'm going to go in person, and
there's something about doing that too. It's sort of like shopping on the day before Christmas. There's a certain buzz.
Shut
to being involved in the, you only got 6 hours left to get this done.
I have more boxes in my house. My daughters use my house too for their Amazon
deliveries.
And I go, Pam, you start tearing these boxes down. I feel like I'm back working at Safeway as a box by ripping up boxes.
Right.
Because at the end of the week, I got like 10 boxes in my garage from everything. And I opened up one the other day with toothpaste.
Oh, yeah. They send you the biggest box for the smallest item.
And it comes in, but we got something the same day.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's like shopping. But, you know, I got to try clothes on.
I
bought some things on a few other websites, and they don't fit. Too big, too small, too this, too that. So anyway, we got election in 1 week, and But because of the mail-in ballots, they won't even know. They probably won't even be able to guess who the winner is on next Tuesday.
Yeah, they say it'll take about a week.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for whatever comes in at the last minute.
And everybody's going to be complaining. Because you notice, I think we've mentioned this before, the debates sway nobody.
I think everyone's made up their minds.
You reinforce your opinion. And I love watching especially on social media, the Trump people is ragging on Kamala.
Yeah.
The Kamala people are ragging on Trump.
I know.
And nobody's changed their mind on anything.
No.
And they're making up, they can both, everybody put a spin on the same subject, the same sentence. And their guys or their woman is going to do better than the other one. The other guy's always a liar.
Yeah.
But I am worried if Trump loses that there are going to be problems afterwards.
No, he's just going to, like, self-sabotage.
He's not going away quietly.
No.
But if I had a...
It's all about him and his mind.
If I had a bet, though, I'd bet Trump wins.
Yeah.
Because so many people who are voting for Trump. And because of the horrible politics going on, they're not going to put a sign out.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are putting signs out really want an argument.
Oh, they can't wait to argue with
you. They want to argue with you. So.
For people that wear MAGA hats at a Feed the Kitty show.
Oh, yeah. That's
kind of odd. A couple of weekends ago? There was a pet project.
They were looking for a debate.
They were. You said that the minute you go, this guy is just looking for trouble.
They were.
I mean, that guy kept walking by us and sitting next to us. I'm like, why aren't you hanging out with your buddies?
I wouldn't wear any funny hat. I was just wearing, no. I got a Grateful Dead shirt on, maybe. I go, that one, get the F away from me. He was looking for...
He was. I'm at a concert on a Saturday afternoon, meaning I don't want to talk to you, Mr. Looking for a Fight guy.
Yeah, we're at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach watching Pet Project. And, of course, Lighthouse is a very world-famous bar.
Sure.
A lot of people were there, and these guys, what, six, seven guys walking with
at least five or six.
Red MAGA hats on. They kind of cocky walked by. And, they were looking... They were looking for
someone to say something.
They looked like a bunch of 35-year-old white guys you wanted to bitch slap.
Yeah.
They weren't like some rednecks from Tennessee that come in, big old fat guys. They were all in shape. They were all, I don't know, there's something wrong, but they were looking for trouble.
They were.
And I want to know how many of them really had a job. Their daddy's in whatever. So
yeah.
I want this thing over because I think, like the other night, the football game, San Francisco, what's the guy, Joe Boza?
Oh, yeah, Nick Boza.
So one guy's getting interviewed by...
Yeah, Brock Purdy. He's getting interviewed.
Brock Purdy and another guy that never gets interviewed.
Yeah.
I forget his name. And here comes Boza jumping in the middle of him on national TV with his Make America Great MAGA hat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping the NFL finds a shit out of him. Because you're not supposed to wear anything like... Remember Jim McMahon would wear stuff back in the...
No, the Roselle...
Yeah, you can't wear anything.
Or an Adidas before that.
And no political statements. So this guy, I don't have the balls to go after him.
Yeah.
But it was rude. I don't care what kind of hat he was wearing.
Yeah.
But it's just a...
Well, the thing is, half his team doesn't agree with him.
I bet you more than half.
Approximately.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just saying.
If you're a black guy and you're voting for Trump, you need to be excommunicated from the brothers... You can't be a black human being or a Hispanic and vote for Trump.
Not at this point. I could see last time, maybe.
If you do, you don't blame me or blame anybody but yourself for any problems you have.
Right.
It's just amazing. But we'll see what happens. I'm in a minority. I'm not voting for that guy.
Yeah.
But we have, I think most of my family is.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, not my wife. She won't tell me. I'm not going to even ask her.
Yeah.
Because they, who knows? But he's going to deport 100,000, 100 million, whatever, Mexicans and anywhere in South America.
Right.
In Central America, deport them the next day.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before. There's a movie out there, kind of a cult movie called Day in the Life Without Mexicans.
Oh.
And look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously not a true story. It's just a joke.
Yeah.
But what would happen in the United States if there were all of a sudden no more Mexicans?
Right. Well, first of all, our restaurants would suck because they pretty much, here in L.A., they're pretty much run the industry. Yeah.
Well, and I'm not saying that as a slur about Mexicans.
Not at all.
Sometimes you say the word Mexican, I think you're making fun of them.
Right.
It's a country. They're from Mexico.
Pretty good country, actually.
Yeah, but if they don't, whether they're here legally or illegally. I remember my mom and stepfather managed a 80-acre avocado farm.
Yeah.
In Escondido, and they tried to hire all these kids from high school.
Yeah, it didn't work, did it?
No, it lasted a day.
Right.
But the world was simpler then, so on holidays. And any time they want, my stepfather would drive them back down to San Ysidro.
Mm-hmm.
They get out, walk back across the border.
Uh-huh.
And then, like the day after Christmas, they'd show up back at the farm in Escondido.
Yeah.
It wasn't a fence or anything like that. It wasn't as bad as it is now. But, there was a great movie. It's kind of quirky. Nobody I know is going to do that job. They're saying they're taking jobs?
No.
Bullshit. So anyway.
They're only taking jobs that people are too upper crust in their own mind to apply
That's
for.
That's true.
Basically, people are like, oh, I'm not going to do that. Well, needs to be done.
I'm not going to bend over and pick lettuce all day in Salinas, but they do. Anyway, it's a good movie. If you really want to see how much big kind of racist you are, look up the movie, A Day in the Life Without Mexicans.
Yeah.
And there's no stars in it. It's just a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool. But anyway, that's about our election. I think it's I don't want to call because I know a lot of people related to me are going to vote for Trump.
One of the things with the illegal immigration, and, you know, folks that are here from other countries that are working, undocumented workers, someone's making money off that. Someone is benefiting from that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the 1%, which both parties are involved with. So that's never going to go away. But they're going to throw it out there as a hot-button issue to rile up a certain segment of the voters.
Right.
Just because with all these hot-button issues, that's one of them, guns, abortion, and raising taxes, and repeat. Those are the four big ones I've heard my entire life.
It's always been, though. It's always inflation. Mm-hmm. It's always this.
Those big four are the button pushers. And that's, I can't believe we haven't evolved. Actually, we've devolved, you know, with things being overturned. That's where we're at now. Either party wants to work for a better America. They just want to kick the other one to the curb. Well, you know, it's like Cowboys and Niners.
I blame,
you know, whatever teams.
I blame social media.
Yeah, that's had a lot to do with
when
it.
When I was a councilman and the mayor,
yeah,
I have these emails we came across that mm-hmm. various lawsuits, and deceased Mayor Brand,
right,
and the current mayor, and these guys had emails that were made public because mm-hmm. of the Freedom of Information Act.
Yes.
And they kept saying, we have to do more sound bites like Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Against Pam and myself.
That's crazy.
And they go, and they use Donald Trump's name. They go, you got to be like Trump.
Yeah.
You got to, whether it's, and I have it in writing. It's not like I'm making this stuff up.
I remember. I've seen these emails.
Yeah, if you go, don't get swayed. Keep repeating the same story over and over. And the
right.
more times you say it, it becomes truth.
Yes.
And, It's impossible to battle because people they hear it enough because the same lie over and over is
yeah.
going to go up and they're going to believe it. But that's imagine with the millions and billions of dollars they're spending on the national election,
mm-hmm.
the president's way more important than mayor
mm-hmm.
of any city. Well, it is. Mayor's fun. You know, people ask me what did you do? I said I had fun.
Yeah,
and it wasn't like I had to worry about a nuclear bomb.
Right,
but. And the fact that nobody I ever knew would believe I'd ever be mayor, that was the coolest part. But, no, social media, people go crazy on it.
They do.
It's the send button over and over again.
Yeah.
And you say the same lie over and over, it becomes the truth.
It's become what people used to call radio stations and get nasty at the talk show host and hang up on them. That used to be it. It was talk show with, you know, talk show guy. Let's throw out a topic, gun control. Half the people are into it, half the people are not.
Yeah.
Let's let them fight on my show. You know, and then people sit there and they argue, and then one guy says something that riles up another guy, and then he riles up another guy. And the host just sitting there kicking back, smoking a cigar, and he's getting big ratings because people can't wait to get on there and yell at each other. Social media has been that place for the last 20 years.
Oh, it is, yeah.
You know, it
gives people who don't have
anonymity. They can hide behind the keyboard or the telephone.
Well, some of them put their names out there, but it gives people no... Small dicks.
It
gives them a way to feel empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And some people like to just set it off and then watch the fireworks.
Yeah.
Other people on social media like to engage with you once you engage.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates a whole little thread.
Yeah.
And the fact that I know what a whole little... We use the word thread.
I know.
And meme.
I know.
Do you ever say thread other than sewing 20 years
ago? I've never. Never.
All the words we talked about last week are a couple of words that I don't remember my notes. Just
New words.
New words. So just things we say all the time.
Yeah.
I gotta look it up.
But, thread, meme, post.
Post. Yeah. Half the stuff's on social media.
Oh yeah.
And you know we're talking about how the world's changed. This phone. I'm looking at my notes are in phones.
Yeah.
I don't usually do that. I usually like a writing piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
But this little phone I'm looking at, your phone right in front of you, that's more power than they sent.
It's eliminated 80% of industries.
Yeah, I know.
We have music on there, no more record stores.
No more record stores.
You know,
Spotify.
We have email. The post office keeps raising the price on stamps, saying they can't afford to survive.
Well, this phone has more power than the IBM did to send people to the moon.
Right.
So it fits in the palm of your hand.
I know. And I remember it was like last year I was watching the NBA playoff game, and I was watching walking on my phone, and I laughed because I go, when I was like 12 or 13, I had to stay up till 11:30 at night to watch the replay on CBS Sports after the 11 o'clock news. You think I ever saw the ending of a playoff game? Hell no.
No way.
I barely saw the second quarter begin.
These phones are... My wife got a little sideways with me about 2 weeks ago. I went to this fundraiser at HT Grow.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to drive over there. She didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no booze, no nothing. I was going to go be seen, see and be seen and say hi to a few people.
Yeah.
It turns out there was like probably 200 people there.
Right.
That I don't see very often. So I, you know, that's what I do. I work a room kind of thing.
Literally. Sure.
And I left my phone in the car.
Yeah.
And anyway, if I get my car, my phone's ringing. I go home.
16 messages.
From Pam.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was there about 2.5 hours. She thought I'd be there about 45 minutes.
Right.
So I call and she's just furious at me. But you always have the phone with you. I said, I left it in the car so I wouldn't, the phone wouldn't be ringing.
Yeah.
All that. So but now your family expects you to be able to pick up the phone.
I know.
You know, I'm looking at the phone now. No radio, you can't see it, but if this phone rang, it was my wife or my two daughters, I'd pick it up.
Yeah.
Right now. I might, it was just Pam, I'd go, what do you want? And text her back or something, unless it's an emergency. But people pick up their phone no matter when.
Right.
In fact, I went to the gym this morning, and they have big signs, no phones. No photos, no phones.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this gal, this machine right next to me, all of a sudden, she goes, this is the ringtone's bad to the bone. And I've seen, well, what's his name in concert before? From backstage,
uh-huh.
George Thurgood. And so when she was done, I said, well, that was a nice ringtone. She goes, I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed. I go, no, I like the ringtone. It was kind of cool. But she goes, I have to do with something different because everybody's phones, wherever I go, their phones are ringing, and I don't know it's my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a weird phone ring for my wife calling, but nobody else. But bad to the bone. She's like 70 years old.
That's hilarious.
I'm thinking about it. I'm 71. People, I guess George Thurgood was really popular when she was 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. We think old people still have a little, like rock and roll music. It's old stuff. So that's like, I made a song. She was 150 years old. Oh, she's 70. She's younger than me. Anyway, so what else we got?
I remember meeting George Thorogood.
You did? Where?
Backstage at a concert in Santa Clara. The following day, I was arrested for a DUI.
Oh, and how did you get convicted or what happened?
Yeah, I was I was no getting around it.
Yeah, well, that was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, that was like a .15 or, 0.15. I mean, I was almost double.
That's a DUI.
Yeah. I was coming back from a Santana concert, but I blamed it
on
George Thorogood's hand.
A long time ago.
So. Yeah, I learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah, well, I got busted once. It came back low alcohol, but that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, I made the front page of the Daily Breeze because I was a councilman.
I didn't, but there was a guy from my high school who knew I was on radio, and he's like, hey, how's that radio career going?
Ah, I got fired, you know what?
Yeah, no, and I'm like,
rock
oh.
And roll, everybody rock and roll.
Yeah.
I got, what's that, Joe Walsh song?
Oh, yeah.
Do 185.
My Maserati does 185. I lost my license. Now I don't drive. Yep, that was me. Except I had a Volkswagen Bug, so I was happy to do 85.
Happy to get started.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I was at a Love Ride. Went to like 10 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have at Lake Castaic. It started at Burbank or someplace, Harley. And because I was good friends with the former mayor,
yeah.
And he worked for me at Farmers Insurance, we got backstage and got to see a lot of good acts.
Yeah.
The only one I didn't like was Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Speaking of that, the concerts at this last weekend, they had a in South Redondo in the Riviera Village.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of boycotted it anyway, not even knowing the Dodgers were playing or not, but I could feed the kiddies schedule. But they had that Oingo Boingo backup.
I have no interest.
It's like a former members of Oingo Boingo. That's the name.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them. I don't even know. I never liked them.
I didn't either.
I didn't like them or dislike them. I just didn't care, which is worse.
I'm indifferent. Yeah, I just don't care.
But they always a lot of people were there.
I know.
And Max 80s, good band. They're fun. But
they're a little more reasonable than former members of Oingo Boingo.
Well, they paid them like $25,000. Oingo Boingo.
That's power to them.
And they need to have their own separate dressing area and all the green room. And anyway, we didn't go. They didn't have Feed the Kitty.
Yeah.
Or Pet Project. But yeah, Oingo Boingo, former members, whatever it's called. So that's a rip off. But I used to see my favorite one ever backstage at the Love Ride was Sammy Hagar playing with the guy with the lip, Billy Idol.
No. Oh, yeah. Sneer.
Yeah. And they said hi. We got pictures of them. They were a very pleasant guy.
Yeah. Sammy's a really nice guy.
Well, so was the other one, Billy Idol.
Billy, too, yeah.
He was great. And but Sammy Hagar stands up there, and he's like almost 80 now.
Yeah, he's 77.
Yeah, which made him 50 back when I saw him.
Yeah.
And he was, as far as I was concerned, he was a washed-up rock and roller back then.
Uh-huh.
Not washed up, just not pertinent to my life, just kind of a screamer. Anyways, really hot day at Lake Castaic, and they're on the stage, and the alcohol is flowing hard. And he says, stands up and says, "I'm not playing a song until I see those titties."
No.
I'm going, and they popped out.
Yeah. He's playing a song in 30 seconds or less.
And these people, I'm going, well, this isn't like we're watching a 25-year-old concert.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of pears hanging to the ground back then, but he got them to take their tops off, and it was amazing. But he was for the charisma, and they were sweet guys, and I actually went home and bought a Sammy Hagar CD and a Billy Idol CD.
Oh, cool!
But the only one, you know, the Rocker Revisited, didn't like it when they were Creedence Clearwater.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of musicians, Phil Lesh passed away.
Oh,
bass player of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I put that on my Facebook post. I went a sad day or whatever.
Posted a video of a song?
No, I just put R.A.P. Boxer Rain.
Boxer Rain, yeah.
And my buddy Don Lee says, "What is this about?" I go, "It's Phil Lesh died." He goes, "I'm not cool. I didn't know who he was."
Uh-huh.
I go, "You're so cool. I just didn't know who he was." No one knew who Phil Lesh was, really. But
right.
He's a six-string bass player.
Yeah.
But, he's 84.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lifted most of them.
He did.
He was good. I mean, he was great. I'm just sad.
I have old friends who used to say Phil Lesh made the band go. If he was on a good night, they sounded good.
Yeah.
And if not, they kind of meandered.
You need your bass.
Bass player is a little more important than people want to give him credit for.
You need your bass. And he wasn't a singer.
No.
It wasn't like Paul McCartney out there. He just played. And he was kind of, he didn't look like a hippie. He was kind of a goofy looking. He looked like an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
He always like tucked his T-shirt in to his pants he wore up like Urkel.
He seemed like the straightest guy in the band. Yeah, maybe he was, you know.
He might have been, but you know what? I thought it was great.
Longer than most of them.
He's that was sad. I saw that. In fact, somebody else died. I saw
Terry Garr, the actress.
That's the one. I loved her.
Me too. Great. Young Frankenstein or Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
I had a crush on her since then. She was just so pretty in that movie.
And she was 79.
Yeah.
She had MS, I guess. I didn't know until I saw it.
Yeah.
And my buddy Steve Goldstein posted it, and then I went, I've been looking up why. So she had been battling MS for years. But yeah, you can know all your favorite people are dead.
I know. The other day I was thinking about it, I saw a photo of Linda Ronstadt back in the day in a Dodgers outfit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I heard she had some health issues, so she's probably going to be not too much longer. I mean, she has MS or cancer or something.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, you just realize. I mean, it was just yesterday. I remember my dad and I watching Linda Ronstadt as a, like, breakthrough artist on one of the, you know, TV musical shows. And,
yep.
And just enjoying her music.
Well, we're getting you're still on the young side of all this. Yeah. It's just amazing. But all your heroes are now old. And who was somebody else? I'll think of it. If I didn't take notes on this stuff, there was somebody else that was. The gal that I saw her picture from Romancing the Stone.
Turner, Kathleen Turner.
Yeah. 10, 12, 13. She was like the top. She was a 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's like, what the hell happened?
You know,
just age.
Yeah.
There's a gal on and get up this morning, and she's a like one of the most famous softball players ever lived. And she's, I don't know her name, Hispanic last name, but she's a big commentator.
Yeah.
For, and she was talking about the Dodgers and the Yankees. And she's, I liked her look and everything, but she's not going to be like Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
But my wife comes out and goes, wow, who's that?
Uh-huh.
And I go, I know, but you, she's a female. So they're held to higher standards.
Right.
You know, I said, look at the guys out there. They're a bunch of fat, dumpy old linemen out
well,
there.
Well, that's the case. I mean, I think she's still on that show, the host of Get Up, Molly, I forget her last name.
No, she's with Stephen A. Smith. Molly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, since the 90s, when female broadcasters started getting into sports more and anchor positions and, you know, mediating these, you know, a board full of, you know, ex-jocks and commentators, basically, number one, they have to know the game as good as these jocks.
Yeah.
Because people are just waiting for them to say something wrong. So, you know, like Jeff Garcia, the former player, was on Molly last year about, she doesn't know the game. It's like, no, she fooled the ESPN directors then because they seemed to have given her the thumbs up. And, you know, so these women have to, A, know the game better than any ex-jock or commentator or as good because there's men waiting for them to just make a mistake. And at the same time, they have to be beautiful. Otherwise, again, the men are going to be like, why is this girl on there?
My wife noticed it, though.
Someone who's really pretty on there and knows what they're talking about. So they're held to a double high standard.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I mean, power to them. Anyone that's on there and they're doing good, they know the game, they're good people on there.
They are.
You know?
It's amazing. You want to see hot women? Look at any TV shows, Weather Girls.
No.
They don't have ugly ones, but it's a double standard. And I have daughters and all that, granddaughters, so it kind of pisses me off. But anyway,
when I go up to San Francisco, I make that comment to my sister. I'm like, I don't even know if this girl do weekends in L.A.
Oh, really?
Just saying. I mean, you know, the L.A., the weekends are, you know, they're in waiting for the other ones to either, you know, move on or retire.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, the Bay Area, not a small town by any means, but not a high batting average as L.A.
Yeah, really? That's amazing. I got them all rated. You know who my favorite one is.
Yeah.
Still Vera.
Yeah.
Vera.
Same here.
She's great. So, anyway, what else we got? We got a few more minutes here. I did some other notes. Today or yesterday, I was kind of bored for a little while, and I'm looking through my Spotify.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can't rearrange it. You got to start. You got to start over.
Yeah.
And I hate that about this thing. And I'm not going to go out and buy 150 CDs.
Right.
So, but you ever figure out who your number one is? You have Spotify.
Sure. I do. I listen to Apple Music a lot more though.
But you put them into your phone, or you just randomly play Apple Music?
What I do, I subscribe to it. I pay $10 a month.
Okay.
And like for instance, if I want to find an old Frank Sinatra album, I can look it up and find it. If Pet Project releases a new album, I can find it.
Okay.
So if there's music and it's been released, I can find it on Apple, Spotify.
Yeah, your track, you can plug in and listen to anytime you want.
Oh, I've got a bunch of playlists and, you know, different artist playlists. And
well, I looked up my number one artist.
Uh-huh.
Why do they call him artist? You're a bass player. You're not an artist. Anyway, you couldn't believe it. I'll give you a couple guesses. Who's my number one band or singer on my playlist?
You said this before, and I was shocked then, or surprised, because number one, I would guess be the Kitty. Number two, Grateful Dead.
Mm-mm.
I think Neil Diamond.
No.
I think that used to be your number one.
No.
Okay.
No, Jackson Browne.
Jackson Browne.
And I love his songs. I don't know why, but I went, wow, I got a lot of Jackson Browne songs. I just kind of was playing around. And it was, I thought, you know, you're bored.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rearrange these things so I can play them in the order I want.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jackson Browne.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
He's a good one.
Yeah. Well, you know, Feed the Kitty and Pet Project, they have their own little list. I mean, I just put them on. And all these rock stars.
Yeah.
I have one Bruce Springsteen song.
Uh-huh.
Oh, two. Born to Run and Dancing in the Dark.
Okay.
So I have... and I have...
my favorite Bruce song is 10th Avenue Freeze Out. I think it's on the Born to Run album, maybe.
I've listened to it. I'm not a big fan.
I'm not either. I appreciated him as I got to my 30s. That's okay. About when I finally got... You know, Bruce ain't so bad.
He's not so bad. I love him. Not bad at all.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
He's great. Even though I said that word meme, someone posted a picture of Bruce Springsteen with his glasses on now.
Yeah.
And it says, you know you're old. You think it's Woody Allen.
Right.
He's not. You go look up pictures of Bruce Springsteen. It looks like Woody effing Allen.
I've seen it, and he does.
And I crack it up and go, wow.
I know.
Anyway, but yeah, it's quite funny. I have, I was subconsciously favoring Jackson Browne.
Oh.
And I remember I had all his before CDs, little cassettes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've never seen him in concert.
Okay.
Ever. And I always wanted to, but never got around to it.
Yeah.
Just not my thing. He probably dropped dead before I get a chance to see him. But I thought of him when you mentioned, she's sick.
Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt, yeah. Yeah. She's in that same genre there. I have two Eagles songs.
Uh-huh.
Two or three Who songs. But uh-huh. I have. And, the bottom line about Grateful Dead, I just like four or five of their songs.
My favorite album by the Grateful Dead is a live album from 1972.
Europe?
I think so.
Yeah, Europe 72.
It's just a great live album. There's a lot of just jamming. Yeah. The songs are the songs you know, but they're all about 10 minutes long. And they're just fun to listen to. And, when I'm in the mood for the Grateful Dead, that seems to be my favorite CD to go to.
It's funny you say that, because I don't know if that was the album, but I saw Grateful Dead in Europe in 1972.
Nice.
My buddy Dave worked with him at Safeway. We went over there for a vacation. I was there for about a month, and we mm-hmm. saw Grateful Dead. I wouldn't even follow them. It just happened they're playing in concert, so we went.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. But, yeah, I can't sit there and listen to all that stuff. That 20-minute long...
Drum solo?
No, that's... I'm totally out. I don't care.
I don't like solos by anybody. I'm just I want to hear songs.
Yeah. I like it when you get Jack playing Mark Knopfler, or stretching, or Prince, or playing a long guitar solo in the middle for...
In a song, I like to hear solos,
Yeah, in a song.
But I want everyone to go backstage while one guy's out there.
Grateful Dead had their that's just what they did.
Yeah.
And they had to go space,
mm-hmm.
which was worse than drum solos.
Yeah.
And... I hate it. I get, but I don't have that many songs in my list. It would be Neil Diamond playing for the Grateful Dead. That would be my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just amazing. You go back and look at the Spotify. You guys listen to that. Once you enter a song, it's in that. That's the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move it down to number seven.
No,
it's just going to be the first one. So
what I really don't like about Spotify, maybe someone like Pet Project has a new single out, and I go mm-hmm. find it on Spotify, and I've done this, and I clicked on the link, and it takes me to something else. I cannot listen to the song I was just told to listen to on Spotify.
Oh, really?
I mean, if you pay for it and, are a paid member, you probably can.
Oh, okay.
I just chose to pay for Apple instead, kind of Apple or Samsung. At some point, you choose one, what your phone's going to be. I chose Apple Music because I had an iPhone, and a friend of mine had Apple Music, and I just thought,
I should check that out.
It's $11 a month. I don't know how much Spotify is. I'm sure it's close to the same because businesses are very competitive with each other, and if Apple's charging $11, we're going to charge $11.
I'm going to get that app. I got to get that app sooner. Is it an app I see on commercials?
Apple Music.
No, an app. No, how to find out all the charges you have.
Oh, yeah, there's a few of those out there.
I've got charges. Most of my stuff's through Amex.
Yeah.
Anytime something pops up, whether you spend $1,000 or $2,
yeah,
it shows up on my phone.
Get an alert, yeah.
And I get something from Amex four or five times a week.
Oh, for a subscription?
We've got stuff. I'm sure I've got a bunch of these apps on my phone that I pay $1 a month for.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to look, actually, but, just the fact that we have all, they get you by so cheap, and you don't even notice it.
As a couple, like any sports app is super high priced. Like last year I had the NBA pass, and then I paused it, and then apparently they restarted during preseason, which I didn't realize because it was on a different card that I'm getting an alert for. Yeah. And next thing I realized, I wonder if I'm paying for that NBA thing. And I looked on there, and they're like, yep, you've been charged.
Yeah, well, I called Amex one day about 2 months ago about some charges I kept getting.
Yeah.
And they said, we can't undo it for you.
Mm.
We can't block it. You signed a contract. You can call them.
Yeah.
So I, on hold. You kept going. They make it difficult to cancel it. So I did manage to get this thing canceled.
Yeah.
But it was, Amex was, no, you signed up for it.
Wow.
You want to cancel your whole card or whatever, you can do that. But we're not just, we can't go through nitpicking because it comes on every month.
Yeah.
And it's just a renewal. So, but if you're out there, if you're listening now and you think you're getting ripped off on your credit card, you better go check them. But there's apps I see all the time come up and you can find out who you're paying all your bills to.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're amazed how much money we spend on shit we don't need.
I know. And then secretly, they just raise the price, you know, going, oh, man, that's going to be more.
We are, well, they sent you an email. Most of mine go to spam.
Yeah.
But they notify you, but you don't look at all that stuff.
I know.
You just don't, people don't look at it. You know, we're programmed for prices to go up.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with the presidential election or senators or congressmen. But it was, now if the price of gas goes down to $4, you're going, yay!
Yeah, but that's higher than it was when they raised it.
Yeah, yeah. It still didn't go back down to $2, or about $2 is too expensive.
Right.
Maybe not. It just is what it is. But they, we went to the river, and we'd go buy gas for the boat, which uses a lot of gas.
Yeah.
And it went to like $4, and I went, oh my God. It was just, I'd go up there with all the people, and I'd always just get the gas. Now, every once in a while, I'd say, you guys, go down and get some gas.
Yeah.
You know, my boat, I pay for the maintenance, you pay for some gas.
Yeah, really.
But now it's like, if you buy gas on the Colorado River,
oh yeah,
it's like $7 a gallon.
Right.
And you're not supposed to buy it at ARCO there, which is in Arizona, it's cheap. We're programmed. It's not cheap, but it's cheaper than California.
Mm-hmm.
And, We put it in the 10-gallon gas tank, gas cans, and then take it down to the dock, which is illegal. I've been told. I've never seen a sign, but everybody tells me you can't do it because you might spill gas in the water and all that stuff.
Boy.
And so I don't fill it up anymore. I buy the gas, but my son-in-laws, and all they put it in.
Yeah.
And I'm not breaking myself up anymore trying to get gas in a boat. But anyway, we're programmed to think we're all doing good.
Yeah,
we're doing great. We're alive. We're not on some someday. Somebody's hopefully go. Oh, R.I.P. R.I.P. Steve's dead, which is sad. You know, I mean, I don't want to be dead, but it's good to be alive.
What
else? We have to get out of here, don't we? Okay.
Yeah.
So
got another show holding.
You got another show holding. Okay. Well. If you're free this weekend on Friday, the Dodgers aren't playing, or if you don't give a damn at the Rockefeller in South Redondo at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, it's Feed the Kitties playing.
Cool.
No more. R10's got things going on.
No.
So anyway, I will be there. I'll be there whether the Dodgers play or not. Go Dodgers. We'll see you guys later.
All right.
But in the end, there's just no place like home.